afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Today we will be taking a look at the concept of the hero's journey.
Thank you. The hero archetype, which incidentally is a masculine symbol, be it represented as male or female, has become an increasingly prevalent image in modern entertainment. No doubt this has to do with what we're all going through these days, as problems become more global and seemingly insurmountable. This idea that, in a time of overwhelming need, one person will appear, seemingly or literally out of nowhere, to save the world from some monstrous enemy, is as appealing as it is nonsensical. But it is an idea which has been and is very popular, and not just in entertainment. It has been exploited by the seekers of glory, power, and control for millennia. In fact, this hero worship mentality finds expression at all levels within modern society, from the idolizing of famous personalities to the notion that a doctor with his mysterious powers can dispense us a magic pill to somehow cure whatever ails us, to the belief that a personal deity will, at just the right moment, step in and put an end to war and human suffering. But this particular promise of the hero is pure myth. Fantasy it may be, but as presented to us many times by many individuals, billions have bought into it almost without hesitation. History is overflowing with examples of how the masses have been hoodwinked by kings, warriors, and despots, and more than a few modern leaders as well. Why is this? How have we been taken in by so many who were motivated purely by self-interest in the search for personal glory? When the problem seems too big, the presumed enemy too powerful, we often hear the common refrain, "What can I do? I'm just one person." So we look to find a leader, and there are plenty who make claim to the title, who loudly and confidently promise to sort it out and get things done. But confidence can be deceptive. We only find in the due course of events that they can do no such thing. Even when such an individual is honourably motivated, he or she often finds themselves constrained and even blocked by the very system under which they are obliged to operate. So what are we to do? Firstly, we must recognise the false hero, for he is everywhere. Actually, this is quite easy, because there are several obvious traits. Firstly, it is he who represents himself to the world as the hero. It is he who boldly proclaims his status. And as we all know, self-praise is absolutely no recommendation. Secondly, he substitutes a tremendous amount of talking for affirmative action. He often uses language as a weapon to discredit and ridicule. The true hero always lets his actions speak louder than his words, humility being his strongest trait. He is quick to award credit to others and reluctant to accept accolades. And thirdly, the false hero awards all glory to himself, never acknowledging personal error, feeling to do so would indicate weakness. while readily pointing the finger at others as the cause of delay, inaction, or outright failure. The true hero is fully aware of its own shortcomings. Knowing all failure is simply a part of growth. So he does what he can in spite of everything, and he persists in spite of widespread resistance, even open hostility, sometimes from his own friends and family. He prefers assertiveness to brute force, and, understanding the transformative power of harmony, he replaces chaos with order. So where are we to find such a rare individual? As contradictory as this may seem, the first thing we must do is to stop looking. Why so? Because he is right in front of us and has been there all along. The thing with an archetype is this: it never applies to something outside of self, unless that something applies to the collective concept of self, as in humanity as a single entity. So the hero we search for as that one special person is actually in us, not someone else. Heroes don't wear costumes. They're just ordinary people who, in a time of need, step forward and quietly do what has to be done. In quiet action, there is real power. Did you know that all action is essentially silent? Not the effect of action, but the action in its purest sense as an internal process of body-mind synthesis. Think about it. The true hero does not see himself as a hero. He rises to the occasion, finding in the process a strength he never knew he had. The hero is within, an undiscovered part of who we are. We can draw him out only if we so choose. It is true, however, that extreme need presents his greatest opportunity. Hesitation may appear to be his enemy, but this is not always so. Facing our fears, the willingness to step boldly into the unknown, however, may be a more relevant requirement. While exhibiting fearlessness, the hero still recognizes danger. Prudence is an eminent counter to bravado, and the exercise of caution does not indicate cowardice. The hero sets about to master the situation rather than letting the situation master him. This may take time, even a great deal of time, and considerable effort, and very often, at least some personal sacrifice. For heroic action cannot be quantified. It is identified by qualities. Which all leads us to one final question. If the hero is within us, and if we all at some point realize this, wouldn't that mean the world would become full of heroes? Yes, it would. And what would that mean for humanity? It would mean that we would no longer need leadership and the vast administrative structures of today's bureaucracies. It would mean an end to fear and an end to power struggles, because everyone would have power. Ultimately, though, it would mean the freedom we all currently seek, because that freedom would cease to be something we seek or even demand from others, becoming instead something we find within ourselves and earn by serving others without thought of reward. Complaining and protesting would be replaced by problem-solving and the creation of our own future. The future everyone wants. Poverty and crime would all but evaporate. competition would evolve into mutually respectful effort towards a common goal. Sound idealistic? Maybe too idealistic. Not to the hero, because to the hero, the impossible becomes not just the possible, but the ultimate vision of his reality. With the desire for conquest being replaced by the desire for self-mastery. The hero's journey is internal and may happen without fanfare or outer recognition, fame being the antithesis of his true reward. He takes satisfaction in personally realized wisdom, a realization which requires no medals.
Next week for more musings.